Welcome to the HelpNet Security Podcast. My name is Mandeep Khera, and I'm the Vice President of Marketing for Sensic, a web application security leader. In the next few minutes, I'll be sharing web application security trends observed by Sensic in the first quarter of 2008. The detailed report is available from Sensic's website. But before I talk about specific trends, let me briefly talk about the overall web application security landscape. Although no one knows the exact number, there are roughly 100 to 150 million web applications in the world. And a very small percentage of these web applications are secure, and even those not completely. Hackers who used to hack at the network layer have increasingly started attacking through the websites, which makes sense since network layer is getting fairly secure with over 97% of the companies having installed a network firewall or an intrusion detection system. But with over 75% of hacking happening through web applications, why aren't organizations doing anything about it? Well, there are a number of reasons, some of which include lack of awareness, lack of resources, misconceptions about application security, and perhaps the most common one, which is inertia. Many of these companies know that it's a problem and they need to work on it, but have not made it a top priority. Now let's look at some of the trends from Q1 and break down this problem some more. Hacking continued through web applications in Q1 as hackers continued to exploit thousands of vulnerabilities out there, including some of the ones we reported in our Q4 report and earlier. From the supermarket store Hannaford to Harvard servers to government agencies, no industry was spared. Even Barack Obama's website was exploited for the cross-site scripting vulnerability, taking users from the Obama site to the Hillary Clinton site. There was also a massive attack exploiting a SQL injection vulnerability affecting over 500,000 different web pages. In terms of total vulnerabilities, of the 1,400 or so published vulnerabilities in commercial applications, we found about 70% of these related to web applications or related technologies. This is pretty close to what we saw in the previous quarters. And Symantec's Internet Security Threat Report was also consistent with these numbers. Of the vulnerabilities in web technology, 82% related to web applications, 12% were in web servers, 3% in media players, and 3% in web browsers. SQL injection was the largest with 27% of the web vulnerabilities, and cross-site scripting was equally high, comprising 24% of the web vulnerabilities. One thing that's been really interesting about the browser vulnerabilities is that once again, Mozilla Firefox had the most vulnerabilities at 40%, followed by Opera at 24%, and Microsoft Internet Explorer was third with 23% of the total web browser vulnerabilities. Of the top 10 vulnerabilities, we found many of them in the well-known applications like SAP, IBM Rational, Adobe, Sun Java Environment, Apache, QuickTime, and a couple of open source applications. Now remember, these numbers are from published vulnerabilities in commercial applications. There are usually a lot more vulnerabilities in proprietary or in-house developed web applications, and sometimes even from the applications being developed by outsourcers in India or China and other countries, which could have many backdoors as well as many vulnerabilities. What we also found from our Click to Secure service, which is a software as a service where we test many of our customers' applications, is that roughly 7 out of 10 applications are vulnerable to critical and many times easily exploitable vulnerabilities. In Q1 2008, we also observed that more companies have launched some kind of initiative to start assessing their web applications. Payment card industry or PCI standard is also driving a lot more companies to start focusing on application security, as the PCI Council recently clarified that assessment of web applications is critical to compliance, and any companies taking credit cards online have to make sure that they find and fix the severe vulnerabilities or be penalized severely. But in spite of all the progress, we're still just scratching the surface, with less than 5% of companies doing anything about application security. So what can an organization do? Well, there are a lot of good solutions out there, from manual pen testing to automated solutions to software as a service. And you can really get going pretty quickly. It might seem like an insurmountable problem, but it's not that huge an issue once you get going. The important thing is to get started. And once you get started, you can make significant progress pretty quickly in testing and finding vulnerabilities and starting to fix them. And the sooner you do, the better it is. Thank you for your time. And until next time, stay secure.